tried and I tried. Oh, I tried and I tried. Oh, I tried and I tried and I failed. Oh, I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried. Oh, I tried.
Okay, well, so, listen, this is the situation. I am in the garden tonight because it's very hot, and I thought it would be cooler in the garden. It doesn't currently seem to be much cooler in the garden, and I'm having to talk very quietly, of course, because I live in London. Shit, sorry about that. I just banged the deck chair that the computer's on. But two songs there. I'll just quickly back announce those. I'm having to talk so quietly because I live very close to other people, and I think probably the last thing you want when you're struggling to get to sleep in the summer heat is to hear your dickhead of a neighbour next door doing a half-assed radio show from his garden. But I suppose it's payback for the school runs. Anyway, well, that doesn't even apply because the people who do the school runs are on the other side of the road and down the hill. So, those poor guys. Anyway, so those were two songs there. The first one was, well, the most recent one was The Looksmiths with T-shirt weather. And it's not T-shirt weather. It's, you know, it's tops off, trousers down, stick an ice cube up your, you know, weather. But, you know, that's obviously significantly harder to construct a rhyme around. And before that was I Tried and I Tried and I Failed by Darren Heyman. And the reason I played that to begin with, I'll explain later, but I do need to put a song on and try and work out why this charges not charging up my computer, because I'm currently on 10%, so it's risky. So I'm going to pop a song on, work out what's going on with there, maybe get a glass of water, and then speak to you with more confidence when I realise how to make my computer charge up again, just like in the olden days. Okay, so I'll pop something on. I'll pop something nice on for you. Oh, don't you worry about that. I'll pop something real nice on for you. Have I, I have paused it because I'm professional, so I can turn it back on there. Oh, I'm such a pro. And, I mean, I sort of feel like anything I play now is going to be out of keeping with how quiet I'm having to talk, but still, here we go. We'll be right back. Right, hang on 2 seconds. Let me turn that off. So I've had a couple of emails there from people saying that they can't hear me, but I don't know what to do about that, because on my laptop it's like the feed is high enough for it to be working. But, you know, like I say, I can't really talk much louder than this, because I've chosen to do this one in my garden and I don't want to annoy my neighbours. You see, what happened was, I had this idea that I could, how about if I turn that up a bit? I mean, is that better for you? God, I hope it is. But, look, I keep having these ideas about how I can make this sort of exciting or interesting. Oh, yeah, it is. Ignore me.
I tend to change my hair too much. It has become my ruination. My friend, she keeps on warning much for financial decapitation. On top of that, it's true, I see. People never recognize me. On top of that, she's right.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. So, look, I've moved inside. I'm getting quite mixed messages from people about whether or not they can hear me and whether or not it's fine. And some of them, I'll be honest, are quite aggressive. So I've moved inside to be able to talk at a more reasonable volume. But it seemed to be... I don't know what to tell you because... I'm broadcasting through a laptop in my house, I don't know. Like it's all doing what it's meant to be doing at this end. All the things that are meant to be read are read, and the what's it called? The thing that goes green and then goes red when it's too loud. That's all in the bit where it's meant to be. So I don't know. What to do, really. I mean, if this sounds fine, then let me know and I'll just carry on. But I mean, obviously I'm sure that's annoying for you to not be able to hear me, but I mean, it's equally annoying for me to not be heard, because I've been dropping gold. I do also think there's a slight delay on it, which is only reasonable because, you know, it's going from my house, I guess, to Resonance, and then from Resonance to you. All right. So it's fine now, apparently. But I don't. I mean, if people could hear me when I was in the garden, can you also let me know that you could hear that? Or was it just all very mumbly? Anyway, I'll explain to you what I explained in the garden again, in case you didn't hear it, which I think a few of you didn't. I've decided... Well, my original plan with these shows was to try and thread a story through the shows that was sort of, I guess, for want of a less sort of cool term, that was sort of satirizing the sort of audience interaction that you get on a lot of radio shows and podcasts, where people get in touch and they sort of get in touch in the style of the person they're getting in touch with, sort of like a subconscious echoing in the email and all these in jokes and stuff. And I wanted to do something about that was sort of slightly tricking you, and I didn't want to. I started to feel uncomfortable about tricking you, because it feels to me, you know, at the moment, it feels like we sort of don't really need to be tricking people at the moment. Like, you know, it can sometimes be fun to be tricked. We all enjoy magicians. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But it felt like, oh, I don't really just want to be making people doubt themselves in the middle of the night, really. And I'm not doing that anymore. That's what a lot of the early shows were. There were lots of things I had to say early on that would then make sense later in the run. And but I was also trying to control things technically, and so I don't think I did it with a huge amount of elan or grace. Anyway, the point is, and this is what I was trying to explain to you when I was in the garden and nobody could hear me and everyone was getting annoyed, is that what I want to do is just do these shows where I play you music that I like and I talk to you a bit, and then that's it. I will try to do it from interesting places, I think, because that seems fun. And I'll just make sure that I've got the other microphone, the one that works
because I don't know what was happening in the garden. I'm getting various emails now, and people said it sounds fine. So that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. But, yeah. Anyway, sorry, that noise was me throwing my pen down. I'm in the kitchen now. I just sort of... I rushed into the house and plugged things into the nearest plug socket. Anyway, so let me pop another couple of songs on. So that's basically you up to speed now, I think. I'm hoping that you've all heard that. Oh, maybe you didn't hear my funny thing that I said. Oh, no. It was funny as well. I'll do it again now, but I'll feel awful if you've already heard it. I recently had some food with... this isn't the funny thing. This has just made me think... The funny thing, or the retelling of the funny thing, has made me think of this. I recently had some food 2 metres away from two friends of mine who were also having food. I'm hard on the 2 metres. I'm not a 1 metre-plus guy. Anyway, I'll go further. I'm having a 6 metre round table installed in my vestibule. Not a euphemism. Anyway, my jaw's hurting. My jaw's hurting. I'm waiting for my ibuprofen to kick in. If you didn't hear last night's show, I'm having a root canal done on Thursday. All right. I got a few emails of people saying that they'd had root canals and it was fine, and it was you hear a lot of bad stuff about root canals, but I feel fine about having a root canal. I've had a root canal off this bloke who's going to do my root canal, and he was glorious. I'd have sucked him off if he'd asked, because he was just fucking spectacular. Now listen. I'm absolutely there's absolutely no way I'm allowed to say that. I apologize profusely if you're offended by that. That just slipped out. Because I'm sitting in my kitchen with and that's my fridge going absolutely berserk in the corner. Just you're still keeping stuff cool, buddy? Yeah, good on you. Harder this time of year, am I right? That's the thing about me, I can talk to anyone. Anyway, I was having food with a friend of mine and a friend of theirs, and my friend had told me an anecdote, and it was a good anecdote. My other friend came back and said, "What are you talking about?" And I could see that my friend who told me the good anecdote, it was a bit like, I don't know that I want to do my anecdote again. And I said, I'm happy to hear it again. And so he just went into it again, 100% full pelt. Good on him. Anyway, my funny thing that I was going to say to you was this. I got 2 missed calls from a friend of mine. And I'm boasting about how many friends I've got. I've got 2 missed calls from a friend of mine. And... I was driving, so I couldn't see you. They very possibly didn't type a single letter of that message, let alone feel it deep in their bones. Anyway, think on that as the darkness takes you. I've accidentally put my iPad in some tomato ketchup there. It's a classic radio broadcasting situation. Anyway, so that song that I just played was with Charlotte Adigiri. And that song is called Highlights. This is going to be Let's Make Out by Dream Wife, and then I reckon I'll play a few in a row here. So. Strap in. I have to turn it on though, don't I? Otherwise I may as well, not bother. There's so many things going on. You'd think it would be simple. Would you? Maybe you wouldn't. Anyway, I think it is quite simple. Thank you.
a job, so why don't you get a job? Well done, why don't you win a medal? Even Tarquin wins a medal. Mary Berry's got a medal, so why don't you get a medal? Well done. Tarquin likes reggae. Mary Berry loves reggae. So why don't you like reggae? Well done. Why don't you watch football? Even Tarquin likes football. Trevor Nelson loves football. So why don't you watch football? Well done. I'll rather cut my nose off to spite my face. I'll rather
was a mistake. To put that ring on your finger, I loved a little late. Now you lie together. When I hit the bed,
good. Listen, I've worked it out what I... Right, hang on. Let's stay calm and firstly do a professional back announce. That was Bound by Daniel Blumberg. Before that was Well Done by Idols. And before that was Let's Make Out by Dreamwife. So, I've worked out what happened in the garden. What happened was, are you interested in this? Because I'm telling you, I'd turned the input right up real super loud. And that was working. But in turning down what I thought was my headphones, so that I couldn't hear my own voice in my head, I turned down the output. Yeah? Like? And say it with me if you know it. An absolute pranic. Got some emails off people who were boasting that they managed to hear it by turning their computer up and pressing it against their head. So, you know, it's I'm delighted both by that, as I am amazed by the people who are annoyed that they had to turn their computer up. But look, that's on me. I made a blooper, yeah? I blooped. But I've worked out why I blooped, and I'll never bloop that way again. And to celebrate that fact, I am having a Solero, because this morning I realised I'd got 3 Soleros in the freezer that I had forgotten about. And to say it was a highlight is an understatement. What a day. What a miracle. What a miracle day. Anyway, there we go. Thank you for your help and your patience in sorting it all out. I mean, the thing is, I don't necessarily want... No, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, the thing about a Solero, if you've got a Solero... Hey, guys, if you got them, smoke them. If you've got... the thing about a Solero is... Right. So, well, how's this for some sweet observational gear? A friend of mine, Clang, there I go again, about maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago, brought an ice cream for me to my house, right? And an ice cream for themselves, right? And I had a Solero, they had a Magnum. Right, and when they saw my Solero, even though they'd bought me the Solero upon my request, they were jealous of my Solero because it was late morning. And a Magnum, we both agreed at the time, is an evening ice cream. Yeah? A Solero, that's for the daytime. A Magnum, that's for when you've got your evening gear on. That's when day becomes night. A Magnum, but a Solero, that's any time. I mean, really, it's daytime. It's not 8 minutes to one in your kitchen whilst you're broadcasting to a handful of increasingly irate and then slightly apologetic and generally quite nice people, whilst you can smell last night's pasta. Not a euphemism. There's just a bowl there. How would that be a euphemism? That's not a problem for you to solve, really. That like everything else is on me. It's all on me. Anyway, thanks for sticking with it. I do hope that you, I hope you heard it. But apparently, in the garden, I went quiet just after I said something about how I was going to make it exciting, which I mean is a pretty well-timed blunder, really. A couple more songs. I think, everyone. I've been to Burke Hampstead today. Also been the thing is, so here's another reason why I've decided that I'm not going to try and thread this sort of storyline through these shows, is because I've got other stuff that I'm meant to be doing, and I was sort of spending most of the day thinking, right, what can I say that will sneakily set up a thing that will work in about a week or two, and they'll think, oh, he said that then, and now he's doing this now, and this is all part of this thing. And, I mean, it's a horrible phrase, but I haven't got time. So, and also it's like the whole point of these is that they're just horrible word, intimate, thing, and it's, God, I don't have to say it again, but it's live and it's happening now, and that's what makes it. Pardon me again. I mean, if it wasn't live, then both those burps would have been chopped out, toot sweet. Also, I don't know if it's the Solero just perking me up generally, or if the ibuprofen's kicked in, but either way, I'm feeling absolutely tip-top. This is Tocoliana. I don't know if that's how you say it, but it's by Co-Co-Co. Well, is it by Co-Co-Co, or is it by Fongola? I don't know. I don't know which is the band and which is the album. I think the band is Co-Co-Co, but I don't know. Anyway, this is the song, though.
Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs, and that's my education to cost trophies. $3 for this Dylan record, oh yes please, and the cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove was all for a penny, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd. I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with the lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless. It was just me in an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with a cheap key. And some much of the garbage, they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more.
Teenager no more.
But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
This record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack. Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. CD quit no sooner than CL freeze, and there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be flying 5 feet to the breeze, 'cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays, that stuff is so expensive, I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued, and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records, and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try.
sing songs. Don't throw me the stick and let's do the limbo.
Good. So, four songs, just like the old days. That was My Stupid Boyfriend by the Magnetic Fields. Oh, sorry, my face hurts when I talk. and also, I do think, weirdly, because you wouldn't think it would, but then it's all the same nerve, isn't it? It's a trigeminal nerve. So having a headphone on that side of my head is... it's not great, I'll be honest. Before that was A Bit of a Birthday by Heavy Lungs. And before that was LPs by Jeffrey Lewis. I think that was everything there. And yeah, it's got very hot in this room now. I don't know why or how. Like about 5 minutes ago, I was thinking it is actually cooler in here than it was in the garden. So that's worked out well for me. And now I'm like, this is sticky as flip. And I don't think we can blame my... Well, maybe it's because I finished my Solero and so now I'm just like, everything's awful again. But there is another one in the freezer. So, yeah? No, I won't. I mustn't. Anyway, I've had an email from someone asking me what I mean when I say I was going to try and thread a story through it. Story is too grand a term, but like I mentioned very early on that I had all this cardboard from all the deliveries the plan was that I would then have a fire in my garden one night, and you'd hear the fire in the background, and it would gradually become clear that I was burning that cardboard, because I couldn't take it to the tip in the van because the van wasn't working. That was undermined by the fact that they fixed the van quite quickly, and I was too excited to not tell you about it. Just sort of that sort of thing, like, you know, the idea of throwing a plate on my pottery wheel, and then, you know, the idea was that you'd hear me then turning, you know, you'd sort of hear all the bits of the plate, and in the end there'd be a plate, but I mean, you know, who cares? I'd pick. You'd hear me in the garden. Oh, God. Those were the days when I dared to dream you'd hear me in the garden. And I'd get some apples off my tree, and then I'd make an apple cake, or I'd... just that sort of thing. But, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's too hard, and I didn't know what the point was. Anyway. Oh, hang on. That's what... No. No. Oh, that's nice. The pain's gone away. Don't know why. That's nerves, isn't it? That's nerves for you. It sometimes just comes and goes, but when it goes, it's so sweet. You know, when it just goes, go on then, have a minute. And you're like, oh, yeah, yum, 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 yum. No pain in my face. This feels really ace. I mean, if you're not going to rhyme face with ace, you may as well chop it off, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, it is 1:13 in the morning here. I don't know what it is there. Or indeed, where there is. It is warm. I'll say that for it. I can't make it any clearer. It is warm. I said earlier to the boys who play in the street, it's warm. And they were like, yeah. Because that's the thing about me. I can talk to anyone. I've put a tomato plant outside my house. I did have it inside my house, but I'm keeping my shutters closed to block out the sun in the daytime, because that keeps the house quite cool. And you know the thing about you keep your windows closed and your house stays cooler. Absolutely mind-blowing fact, but true. Unless, of course, the air outside is colder than the air inside, but that's not generally the case on a day such as this. Anyway, I moved my tomato plant out into the out to the front of my house, and so it would still get sun even though my shutters were closed. And this morning I happened to be sat on my doorstep when the post lady came, and she didn't see me sitting there, so she assumed that the plant belonged to my next door neighbour, and mainly because my next door neighbour has a very nice, neat front garden bit, and my house looks like a sort of shack that belongs to a reclusive lunatic. But, you know, even reclusive loons like fresh Tommy Tees. Anyway, I was at my doorstep, and she... it's a terrace, right? And there's a little wall that is very step-overable in between my house and their house. But I've put my plant there. And I've put my plant there because my neighbours are away at the moment, on a little trip. And so the post lady went to my neighbour's house, put their post through, and then I just heard her complaining about, well, I don't know why she's put this there. My God. And then she sort of stepped over the wall a bit further down and then saw me, and I was like, hello. And she was like, oh, hello. And I was like, that's mine, that plant. And then me and her did such a good job of a person who'd been caught grumbling when they thought no one could hear them, and a person who'd caught that person grumbling just being really engaged with each other, really having a nice time. It turns out that she's got a tomato plant, her and her son are growing it. And she's got the flowers but not the fruit. I said, you got to feed it. She said, what do you mean? I said, wait here, I'll get the stuff. I went to get the stuff. I showed it to her. I said, I'm feeding it every 4 days. She was like, okay, great, great. So we, you know, so we worked through it. And I think there's probably a lesson in that for the world. Yeah?
said but never meant. Temper ready argument. In a rack of words, so surprisingly terse when it came to you describing the end. The mood of conversation, it could change direction, that's for sure. Lonely for so long, but not so certain that you ever were. Just another tongue and twist. I think I'm down with this. I never knew that you could be cruel. The mood of conversation, it could change direction, that's for sure. Lonely for so long, but not so certain that you ever were. Just another tongue and twist. I think I'm down with this. I never knew that you could be cruel.
Is very nearly it for us. That was Connie Converse with Roving Woman, and before that it was Tully Craft with something, Mini Midinette, and before that I honestly can't remember. I am sorry. I'm going to put that on t-shirts. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to play one more song. It's by the Sons of Kemet, and it's called The Long Night of Octavia E. Butler, and that's it. Come back tomorrow, and I promise I will have the output turned up almost all the way through the show. Thank you for your patience. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.